You are now listening to the Shane Edmonds Show.
Welcome back to the Shane Edmonds Show, everybody. This is Jason, and as always, with me tonight is Josh and Blake. Blake, how you doing tonight?
Pretty good, man. I just want to give a quick shout-out to my boss, a.k.a. work dad, Todd Pruden, for hooking us up with this awesome table. Assigned seats, the logos on it. It's fucking legit.
It's awesome. We're moving up in the world.
You goddamn right, one step at a time.
We are so official right now. It's not even fun.
Hey, what's going on with you, Josh?
I don't know. I got kind of thrown off because usually Jason throws it to me first. So I was about to respond, and then he was like, "Here's Blake," and I'm like, "Fuck."
Yeah, I wasn't. I didn't have my shitting pants on for that one. That's for sure.
In accordance to the title of our last episode, I threw a major curveball because I can't itch for shit.
Yeah. So. Speaking of curveball, real quick, my wife said you need to work on your sports terminology. Just so you know.
I'm not a sports person, so tell your wife, I don't care. Okay?
People don't come to this podcast to listen to Jason talk about sports.
Nope. They come here to listen to all three of us bullshit, laugh, carry on, and do what men do. And I'm gonna start off the show. We normally end with a lot of thank yous. We ended up with a lot of thank yous last time. I'm going to start off with saying thank you to all of our wives. Because without them, we wouldn't be here in front of these microphones. For y'all's pleasure, okay?
I'm going to be real honest with you. My wife will probably never hear that thank you. She doesn't even listen to the podcast, so.
My wife listens religiously.
Mine listens and critiques the living shit out of us, so.
She'll appreciate it. Hey, look, I'm open to the critiquing.
We need the critiquing.
We do. I wish more listeners would. There was some critiquing every now and then. But anyway, let's move on.
Let's get it. Come on.
Let's start off with some local stuff, man. Come on. So, early this week,
Monday,
Hanover County announces that the racist signage, I'm throwing air quotations up here for those that can't see, going back up on the formerly known Lee Davis High School and Stonewall Jackson Middle School. So, I guess there will be another graduating class of Lee Davis High School in 2021. Guys, I don't know about you, but in an oddly weird way, this really pissed me off.
It's like they're teasing you now.
It's not even that. I'm very, and y'all know, I'm very into politics. I'm very into my tax dollars, where they're going, what they're being used for. And this is a complete waste of my money. I mean, they voted to change the name. The next morning, they immediately stripped the schools of all signage. And here we are a week later, and they're going back up.
Well, my thing is on that is they stripped literally the school. The school where it said LD or Stonewall Jackson and the signs. The scoreboards, the damn band trailer, the dugout. It still said the school name everywhere freaking else.
The basketball court?
Yeah, so if you're going to do it all. Don't just do it. Do the outside.
But either way, let me just throw a number out there. I don't know what it costs, but let's just say they paid, I'm going to go on the small end, $2,000 for the sign, you know, the road signs and the signs on the building to come down. Okay, well now they had to pay somebody else another $2,000 to put it back up, you know.
I don't think so. I think it's just the Hanover County Public Schools maintenance guy going out there and doing it.
I don't know. I saw some when I rode through when they were taking it down. I saw trucks and trailers, and they didn't have any county signage on them. And normally, a county vehicle has signage, and the people working were not in what I would call county uniform either. They were looking very rough.
Touche, touche.
Like a roughneck construction company that's got the inside job or something. I don't know, but. I don't know. What listeners, what's your opinion on this? You know, this is not about, in my opinion, and y'all can disagree. That's completely fine. In my opinion, this is just about a waste of taxpayer dollars. I had made my amends and made my peace with the name change and came, you know, I'm a last of the Mohicans, if you will, of a, not really, but I graduated 12 years ago now. But anyways.
5-year-old.
God. Class of 06. But I had made amends with that. The high school that I attended, quote unquote, Lee Davis High School, was no longer going to be Lee Davis High School. The building may still have been there, but that's fine. Whatever. I'd made amends with that, and I was done. I'd moved past it. And now here we are, putting the signage back up. And I guess what infuriates me is the waste of money.
Yeah.
When there's, for our listeners that that are Hanover residents, we have other big issues going on in Hanover County with the school system financially. We're 20 years behind in technology. Things like that. This is hindering that. You got Lee Davis High School and Stonewall Jackson that were on, you know, the plans to get rebuilt. You had Battlefield Elementary also on the plans to get rebuilt. Every little penny counts towards all of that.
I agree with you.
All of that. And this isn't, as a taxpayer, as a resident, this is infuriating because it's just a waste of tax dollars. I've spoken enough, guys. Come on in.
I mean, I agree. I don't have much of a dog in the fight not being from Hanover, even though we live here
now. But you're a resident.
Yeah. And I mean, I think I understand, you know, like we talked about it in the second one, there was a plan to change the names when the new schools were built. I just think they went about it the wrong way. I get you want to make people happy, but look, it's 2020. No matter what you do, you're going to piss people off.
This is true.
I get the vote, but changing them the next day, and now you look like an idiot putting them back up.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
And go ahead. Come on, guys.
Hit it, Josh.
I agree that they look stupid. My feelings aren't hurt by it either way.
It
doesn't affect me one way or another. My diploma still says Lee Davis High School class of 2009, so I don't give a flying fuck what they do after that.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm still a graduate of Lee Davis. It's just, as a taxpayer and somebody who has children in the school system that need specifically devices, because they're not sending textbooks home anymore.
I do agree with you on that.
You have a good point there.
And that's where I'm going. I mean, I don't know what they paid to have it removed or had it put back up. Was it county employees? I don't know. Either way, somebody jumped the gun somewhere on this. You know, the vote was taken and somebody the next morning was like, get that shit down. And now, here we are, a little over...
About two weeks.
I'm saying we're 5 weeks from school starting, weeks from school starting, and we can't decide on a name. A simple, which most people agree on, is a Mechanicsville High and Mechanicsville Middle. And I get there's a lot of logistics. I mean, you know, you're talking letterhead, the inside of the school, you know, the basketball courts where the name is like in the wood, you know, under that clear code, that poly, if you will. And I understand all that, but we're not having sports this year. You know?
Yeah.
School football's really not going to be there. Baseball's not going to be there. You know, wrestling, tennis. So what's the big issue with that? That could have been done throughout the course of the year, next, you know, summer, whatever.
Do it in pieces.
Yeah. Anyways, let's move on from that. We've babbled enough about that.
Yeah, let's go to the next topic. What we got here? Let's bring it in.
Did y'all see? So, again, earlier this week, another... incident.
Also Monday, I think.
I think so. The body cam footage from the police officers from the George Floyd incident was leaked. Let me use, and let me specifically say, leaked. This was not released. It was leaked. Somebody got their hands on this and leaked it. People didn't...
Yeah, someone's losing their job.
They did not want the public to see this.
No.
This footage completely destroys the narrative that this was an act of racism. Period. Now let me go out and say, and guys, I think you can get behind me on this one, right? What happened to George Floyd was absolutely uncalled for, and we're against that.
100%.
That, you know, the death of any man that's uncalled for. That they should be held accountable for that. But the narrative that this was racism is completely destroyed. Had this body cam been released, has this footage been released, would there have been riots across the country? Because the riots were based on racism.
I think so. Just because of all of the killing still of Black Americans, African Americans, whatever the...
By police specifically? In 2019, there was only 9. That's the fact.
Well, I know, but...
unjustly shot.
Yes. I mean, it's already targeted. And then you had the Ahmaud Arbery and the Breonna Taylor one. I still think those riots would have happened. Maybe not on the scale that they did.
Yeah.
You know, we probably would never had Chaz out in Seattle, and Portland wouldn't still be going crazy. Yeah. And I do still think there would have been a lot of protests and riots. Now, did George Floyd deserve to die? Absolutely not.
Hell no.
Absolutely not. Even though he was high and past criminal, it doesn't matter. He did not deserve to die.
No.
But the footage does show a lot more of the story than what everyone was fed.
Yeah.
Still doesn't say that the cops aren't wrong, because they're wrong. They deserve to rot in hell.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the footage really shows a lot more.
Yeah. And if you don't mind, I know. Josh, have you seen the footage?
I have not watched the footage. That's why I'm so quiet right now. I have not watched the footage, so I have nothing to say right now.
All right.
What do you got? Pull it up. What are you doing?
I'm trying to get my thoughts together here. So, hear me out on this one.
Come on.
Anybody who watched the footage knows and saw that George Floyd was saying that he couldn't breathe since the beginning.
Yes. He said he was claustrophobic in the cop car.
Refused to get in the cop car because he was quote-unquote claustrophobic.
He's a big dude, though.
And I agree, but the officers, let's make it clear, these officers handled the situation very well from point A to point B, and let's make the death point C or D, you know what I'm saying?
And if I remember seeing correctly, his friends, people that were with him were complying, and even were trying to get him to comply.
Get him to comply, yes, correct.
And he wasn't having it.
Yeah. But even from the beginning, he was, oh man, I can't breathe. He was on something.
Yeah, it was fentanyl and meth.
Fentanyl and meth, you heard it first, right here. Well, not first, but you know what I'm saying. So, could he have had breathing issues being on meth, being on fentanyl? Sure. I know when I go out drinking real hard, I have a hard time breathing.
I jog, or like, to the car, I have a hard time breathing, I mean.
I bend over to tie my shoe and I lose my breath sometimes.
Usually I can wake up and I can already feel my nasal cavity just swelling shut. I'm like, what the fuck?
Josh was trying to mount his mic and almost fell off the chair from losing breath. No, I'm just kidding.
So, this is where I'm going with this. Somewhere in all this storyline, they try to pull him into the car. He ends up falling out the cop car.
Yeah, he wanted to get on the ground.
So, and then he gets on the ground, and that's when the leaked footage kind of ends, is when he falls out the cop car. But let's go to what we know that caused the whole ruckus. You got two officers on him, basically. One of them with a knee, basically on his neck. And the whole, I can't breathe. Right? But the same two officers for sure, that were the black officer and the white officer, the ones that arrived on the scene, okay, heard him complaining he can't breathe from the get-go. There he is, there they are with his knee on him. Did the officer know that the knee was across the neck? I don't know. I can't speak for him. But
they could also tell he was high, so...
And they knew that he was on something and complaining that he couldn't breathe. So as they're sitting there with this leg and knee across his back into his neck, still complaining he can't breathe, at that, crying wolf is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, could there have been an incident with this officer just not really believing that he couldn't breathe because he was complaining that he couldn't breathe from the get-go?
When he was sitting in the car by himself with with nothing obstructing.
Yeah, let's say 20 minutes
yeah.
before.
Yeah,
that you know his last technical breath. You know,
absolutely. And I don't want to say most people, but I think a lot of people would kind of be under that same assumption. Like you're just doing that to try and get out of this situation. Like,
yeah,
it's not gonna fucking work.
And the people with him complied.
Yeah,
and wanted him to comply.
Yeah,
that's my whole thing.
So I mean, but at the end of the day. This footage sheds new light, sheds, you know, some more perspective on the situation. And again, we'll say it here, Shane Edmonds Show, we don't agree that Mr. George Floyd lost his life. We think it's wrong. And that even still, with this new footage, at the end of the day, the officers responsible should be held accountable.
Yeah.
But it just brings new light to the narrative of the story.
It does. And I'll be curious to see what else comes out. Now that this footage has come out,
yeah.
I mean, just what else? Who's going to say what?
But you have to think, even with this coming out, how many people's opinions are not going to change in the slightest? All right, we're going to go ahead and switch over to our next topic. This one's a little politically motivated, so we're going to switch it up a little bit.
Oh, God.
We're going to switch over, and we need to get y'all's opinion. I don't know how to pronounce this city. Is it Beirut? Beirut? Siri won't tell us. She's a little... but yeah, we're going to talk about the explosion in Beirut that happened on Monday.
Beirut.
It was pretty crazy.
It wasn't crazy Monday. Thing it was yesterday morning.
Tuesday. I'm sorry.
It's been a busy news week for sure. Monday and Tuesday ran together.
I really don't even know what day of the week it is right now. So...
Hold on 1 second. Time out. I got something here for us on how we pronounce it.
How do you go about pronouncing it?
Beirut.
There we go.
You're
here first, everybody. Beirut.
Thank YouTube for that one.
All right.
So I'm sure we've all seen the videos from several different angles of this explosion. It starts off with looking like maybe just a five burning building.
Fire,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. And you can see some... like
sparkles.
Yeah, we're...
People say fireworks. Some people say it's electrical stuff.
And either one is believable, to be honest with you. But you can see all that, and then out of nowhere, it just...
Like a freaking atom bomb.
It goes off. Mushroom cloud. You see the shock wave come off of it, and the shock wave is what did all the damage.
Yeah.
That thing, I mean, you had people out on the water...
Yeah.
That were getting their boats overturned.
Yeah.
The highway. Saw a video of the highway where the car,
the dude was
filming it driving, and then it just airbags deployed.
Oh, my God. I literally just watched one right before coming over to the studio where a woman was doing a wedding shoot, and they were doing, like, the video thing of it. And, like, you can hear it start in the background, and then all of a sudden the buildings around her are... And everybody's running for their cover. I mean, it's so amazing to watch all the different angles. And I'm sure everybody's seen the one where, you know, the closest one I've seen was like...
It was like on a balcony
mile,
or something.
Yeah,
yeah,
a mile or two out maybe.
Yeah.
And that's the dude that got like water and everything thrown on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I have saw one from like the opposite side further away. So...
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, they were saying... that like 15, 20 miles away, people were still hearing and feeling the, I guess, the shockwave or the pressure from that explosion, which is absolutely insane.
Did y'all see the before and after pictures this morning?
Yes.
Yeah, the ones that
with the water?
A local news anchor might have shared.
With the port?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's massive.
It is.
I mean,
there's a crater there now.
And the bit of that, you know, that structure
is gone.
That 20, 30, 40, 50 structure, whatever. That the whole, how that's still even standing upright at all, I don't know. But that, I mean, this is, so there's some conspiracies rolling already. Some people are saying this was an attack. And guys, I've been trying to piece it all together. And there's a lot of information coming out, a lot of conspiracy stuff. The last thing I saw was the president of Lebanon, is he your president?
Something like that.
I
want to
say that, you know. He's an elected official anyway.
I believe so.
But he was saying that it was just managedly stored ammonia,
ammonium nitrate. Well, but it had been just sitting there for years. Years,
like 3,000 pounds. Like, I read a little thing, it's the equivalent of, like, so many kilotons of TNT.
Yes, yeah.
And that the force of it is almost the equivalent of an atom bomb.
Crazy.
Can I just say something real quick? Yes, first off, we want to say that the people of Lebanon are in our thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely.
Because that is just devastating.
Absolutely. It is. For those that lost their lives, we pray. For their families.
It's a terrible thing, and it's unthinkable to imagine what those people are going through right now. I can't even imagine. Last I saw was close to 100 people had lost their lives, and I know that number is probably expected to climb much higher.
The long term effects too.
Absolutely.
Imagine concussions and TBIs. Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, anything. What about the chemicals that maybe have ended up on their skin?
Mm-hmm.
Caused permanent damage and stuff like that.
How many people are still dealing with Agent Orange? I mean, shit.
I saw a post today from Tim Kennedy, freaking all-time American, the most, like, American person I ever know. I mean, I don't personally know him. But he said, you know, the people of Lebanon are in my prayers. It has been the host to foreign influences and a staging area for operations of destabilization in the region. So there's no telling what happened there. It wasn't fireworks.
Which we know wasn't fireworks. I think we can all agree that we never thought that that was fireworks. They might have come out and
the boat might have been fireworks or whatever started it.
Yes,
but
yes,
that
absolutely.
Explosion, even...
So I think I've read that they did store fireworks in this building along with the ammonium nitrate, I guess.
Would that be the mishandling of the storage to have fireworks and...
Oh.
I mean, we're talking about a chemical that the Oklahoma bomber used to take down the Oklahoma City, you know.
Tim McVeigh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I also read somewhere, I was reading it earlier, I didn't have time because we had kickball, which that got canceled because of these stupid thunderstorms. But I was reading that the boat was like a Russian boat from...
Was there a boat there?
No, from years ago where they got this stuff from.
Oh.
Like where the chemicals or substance came from.
Yeah. I mean, we'll find out more as
investigations
happen. I mean, the president obviously is, you know, digging into this. He wants justice served.
We're giving it to you as we get it.
Yeah, this is fresh.
Just our perspective. Three locals.
Anyways.
Who let us on here?
Man, I don't know. Y'all got Netflix, right?
Yep.
Right.
Who doesn't have Netflix?
Everybody likes to watch a little Netflix, right?
Where are we going now?
We're not talking about different countries and stuff. So my newest watch, I want to make it clear, I'm not a binge watcher at all. But my newest watch is The Devil Next Door.
Haven't even heard of it.
Yeah, neither have I.
Y'all don't have a lot of documentaries on your list.
Obviously not.
This stuff gets pushed to me.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I'm at that age, and I guess that's what intrigues me, is documentaries. And
he likes to watch World War II in color on the History Channel.
Absolutely.
Well, that is pretty badass.
So, but The Devil Next Door, speaking of World War II, is... At first, I saw it popping up on my thing months ago. I'm like, oh, that's one of the horror flicks or something like that, or another making of a murderer type, you know, documentary or docuseries that Netflix has out. But no, I actually watched a preview, and it's about Ivan the Terrible, who ran the Treblinka camp out there in the Ukraine. In World War II, you know, killing, you know, they gassed all the Jews, Holocaust stuff. So, and I haven't finished, but I was thinking of that. Talking about justice being served in other countries and stuff. So this guy that's been accused of being Ivan the Terrible had become an American citizen after World War II, after all that stuff, you know. And was living here, had got a wife, kids, you know, a whole new life, let's just say, and then gets accused of these war crimes, and the United States government brings him into court. Of course, he gets a good lawyer. Lawyer's like, he didn't make any crimes against the United States. He didn't make any crimes in the United States. We can't try him. So then Jerusalem comes after him, and they extradite him over to Jerusalem. And that's a whole, you know, case over there. It's a really good, if you're into history, if you're into like that, it's a really good watch to learn about history. You know what I mean? Like,
what was that called again?
The Devil Next Door.
And it's
to
about,
add to your watch list.
It's about World War II.
Yeah. Ivan the Terrible.
Because there's also a show on the History Channel about World War II where it's called Hunting Hitler.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Well, that's Tim Kennedy. He's involved in that with all the Nazis that went to Brazil and Chile.
Yeah. They end up down there, and there's a lot of evidence that proves that Hitler did not kill himself. Man, this is, I love talking about that stuff.
We haven't mentioned this word since episode one, I believe, but that is a whole nother rabbit hole right there.
You could
go down that path for so long, and it's one of those things where it's a conspiracy. Conspiracies can get so intricate and so complicated that it is hard to keep up with.
And there'll be, but the thing about some of these conspiracies, especially involving Hitler, is that there's actual facts that kind of prove that he was in Brazil. That kind of prove that he didn't kill himself. Nobody ever verified the body that Hitler was dead. Nobody, you know, the United States government wasn't able to verify that it was him. The Russians took the body, burned it, did whatever. And in the same show, Hunting Hitler, that we're talking about, I've watched many episodes.
Yeah, have you seen the one about Colonial Dignidad?
Yeah. Where I'm going with the skull. They had the skull of Hitler, right?
Yeah.
They finally turned it over. I think it was the United States government tested it, and it was a female skull.
Yeah, he talks about that in the show.
All that stuff. I mean, yeah. It's mind-blowing. They found down in Brazil, they found, a house that had, like German marble and everything that would look like something Hitler would live in, and they even had hundreds of used medicine bottles that contain the same medicines that Hitler had to take for his whatever stomach issues and things he had. And it's very interesting. It's, there's FBI files that go along with American FBI files and CIA files that go along with reports of Hitler being in Brazil. There were Nazi camps after the World War II ended in Brazil. It's very interesting.
I love it. We'll have to do a bunch of research and just write
a whole episode. Have a World War II episode.
I'm down. I'm down. Love me some good World War II stuff.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I think that about wraps it up here for episode number 5.
Yeah.
We've kind of started trailing
We're drifting a little bit.
That's all right. We'll go ahead and wrap it up here. So
yeah, we just wanted to give you a quick one on all the local news and urgent news that's been going on around Hanover County, Minnesota, and Beirut. Now that we have proper enunciation on that, I guess is the right word there.
Yeah.
Well, any final thoughts from either of you two?
I'm anxious to see more news and information about the Beirut. I'm anxious to see what happens with the George Floyd body cam footage. Is that going to change anything? Is anybody's mind going to change about the narrative of all that? And then, of course, I'm anxious, as a local Hanover County resident, to see how the new school year pans out, turns out, information comes out, etc. So
basically, you're anxious about every single topic we fucking talked about tonight.
He just stays anxious all the time.
I mean, my only thoughts are, Josh, we had kickball tonight. 4-0, going against another 4-0 team.
I got so hyped up for kickball. Like, I was ready to go.
We get there. We're on the field. Lightning comes close as shit. And, no.
Luckily, I wasn't holding anything metal because it definitely would have hit us.
Yeah.
It was that close. But yeah, we were on the field stretching, warming up, getting ready, and then we get canceled.
So, yes, if you're wondering.
Fucking cancel culture.
If we do play kickball, and it's a damn good time.
It is. You get to drink while you play. It's fun.
It's a lot of fun.
I need to join.
And we're undefeated, so.
4-0, baby.
I need to join the league.
You should, your old ass. 06.
All right, guys.
We're going to wrap it up here. Y'all have a good night.
Good night. Yes. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Please interact with us on the social media. Send us emails, whatever. Critique us. And send us anything you want us to cover.
Rate us on whatever app you're using to listen to this on. Rate us, please. It helps us.
Yes, and we have a guest. Our first guest will be coming on within the next few episodes. We will be recording with him next week. Have a feeling it's going to be a long one. I got a lot of stuff we want to talk about with him that he agrees on with us. So
I'm excited. Stay
tuned.
I'm ready for a guest.
Yeah, yes. we'll give you a little hint. It's a big conspiracy that's raising a lot of eyebrows right now.
Let's go. All right, guys. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thanks.
Deuces.